Cumulus Station. It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Jimmy, did you have a boyhood hero in sports?
Amron Henry Aaron.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's black.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I thought that was a drop.
And boom goes the dynamite.
If it were baseball, it would be Buntosaurus Rex.
Right, but if it's sexual, it's...
All right, okay, we get
hey,
it.
Hey, guys.
Move on.
Can we do some football, please?
What?
This ought to be fun.
Can we do some football, please?
In just a minute, you can do some football. You'll do football when we're done.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, all right, all right. It's time for the emergency break of the week brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. This Friday morning tradition, we give you three wheels-off examples. You get the vote on which one you would like to win at 888-787-1310. Our first candidate has provided some amazing moments through the years with some incredible word mess-ups. And yes, Craig Rosengarten is back from the Saturday morning tee box. This may be an all-timer for him because I still don't know, even after he was corrected, if he realized what he said when he was trying to say self-deprecating. Let's give it a listen.
Electrical is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I did you do it just so you could report it on the show?
No, I did it because I had to do it.
I know that we do this, the 9-10, and we're always usually self-deprecating about what we do and all this stuff.
Deprecating.
What'd I say?
Dave?
Yes.
He said defecating.
Yes, he did.
It's not
You're amazing.
What? I was trying to make a point.
Oh, not that?
I think you made the wrong point.
That's what my 11-month-old does. Self-defecating.
What's the word?
Deprecating.
Yeah.
No F.
Yeah. Where were we?
Hello, Friday.
There's no way that's a word.
That's I love Rick's now Hello, Friday. That's his, like, Hello, Win column. He thinks that his partner is definitely going to be up for an e-break, and he's right.
Boy, he jumped in immediately to correct him.
Deprecating.
Gosh.
If you're self-deprecating.
It's so defecating. Tom Cruise and Rain Man on that show.
All right, one more time just for...
Except Rain Man had some skills.
Electrical is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I did you do it just so you could report it on the show?
No, I did it because I had to do it.
I know that we do this, the 9-10, and we're always usually self-defecating about what we do and all this stuff.
Deprecating.
What'd I say?
Dave?
Yes.
He said defecating.
Yes, he did. You're amazing.
What? I was trying to make a point.
Not that?
I think you made the wrong point.
That's what my 11-month-old does. Self-defecating.
What's the word?
Deprecating.
Yeah.
No F.
Where were we?
Hello, Friday.
Everybody on that show sounds like they are worn down to a nub.
Yeah. Craig edits a publication.
Yeah.
Yes. He's an editor of a magazine that is written presumably in English.
And you can hear halfway through, it's not self-defecating.
It's not. I.
But as he said, y'all need to stop it. He was making a point.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, how can you correct him on that word when he's trying to make a point?
So I don't even know if this should be up for an e-break because he was trying to make a point. But we will
that
put him
voice.
We will put him as candidate number one, Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box. Candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline. I think we're going to put this on David Mino for making this music selection for the segment known as NFL Flea Market.
Funny name.
It really is. And
Who has this name?
This is the Hardline.
It's an NFL quick hit segment, and they call it NFL Flea Market.
That's funny.
So they're making fun of overbranding segments.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they thought this song would be funny until they heard this lyric.
That's the greatest song ever.
God. I just turned gay. Just now.
We all have.
It works.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
God,
that is the greatest song ever.
We're having fun now.
Did you dump that?
Yeah, I got it.
You know that show.
So nobody previewed the song.
No, they just heard that beginning 10 seconds. Thought, oh, that sounds cool.
And no one Google searched the lyrics because the first three words would have been "step aside, mother blanker."
The music is so funny though for an NFL flea market segment.
NFL flea market.
There's so many funny things about this, and the fact that you get immediate scream laugh. That show is a lot like Jackass. They just sit around, and then when something happens, they all just all die laughing.
Right.
You know, the prank's on them.
That makes them great.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, one more time.
That's the greatest song ever.
God. I just turned gay. Just now.
We all have.
It works.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
God,
that is the greatest song ever.
Fun now.
Did you dump that?
Yeah, I got it.
So we think Mino selected that song, so we'll put it on him.
Corby's laugh there is so great.
Oh, so it's that song. Yeah, they just need to edit that song. And they've got their
Have you ever known anyone that laughs like Corby?
Not even close.
No,
not even close.
Boy, so odd.
Such chaos going on with that music and then screaming and laughing.
Yeah, it sounds like a sub has lost its engines or something.
All right, that's the Hardline and David Mino. Candidate number two. Candidate number three is Norm throwing out a guitar term that even Gordo hasn't heard of.
This George paid over $1,000 for this guitar.
No, I didn't. He stole it from the wolf.
By the time I got finished with that,
that's right. He did steal it from me.
Slack string guitar. Have you ever played slack string?
What is slack string?
I don't know.
Well, okay.
I don't know what's happening here.
Norm's been drinking.
Well, he has.
What do you guys got? This is going to be a good show.
I'll tell you this. Hammered. These strings, I think, cost more than this guitar.
Yeah, we're just all over the place.
That was so funny.
All right.
I don't know.
A few things about this. One is, I should know that term. He meant drop tuning. I guess an older term for it is slack string.
Oh, okay.
It just means drop tunings. But the other thing is, why would he ask about something so confidently?
I don't know.
And he has no idea what he's even talking about.
All right, one more time real quick.
This George paid over $1,000 for this guitar.
No, I didn't. He stole it from the wolf.
By the time I got finished with that.
That's right. He did steal it from me.
Slack string guitar. Have you ever played slack string?
What is slack string?
I don't know.
Well, okay.
I don't know what's happening here.
Norm's been drinking.
Well, he has.
What do you guys got? This is going to be a good show.
It's so figured out for yourself sounding.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, pal. So is it Craig Rosengarten? Is it the Hardline music selection? Or is it Norm? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly and quickly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers. Hey, I need some help because I didn't get to hear number two and three. The airport shuttle got here too quick to pick me up, so I heard Rosengarten. Who are the other two so I can vote right quick?
No, we don't have
time for that. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Long live Johnny E-break. Give me Rosen.
Yes, he is back.
Johnny E-break. Love that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, say hi to that murderer, Tony Stewart, to me, and give me the first
okay.
one.
Wow, harsh. I think you did say I'll take the first one. Wow. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, George, thanks for not denying me like Fernando did on the P1 pick'em, but give me number two contestant, and Gordo, it's Pretzels. Thank you.
Okay.
It's pretzels.
It is pretzels. Hi, you're on Ticket AM and FM.
Hey, first things first. Hey, Gordon. I really like your beard. Wow. I met her the other day. I think her name's Amanda.
How about a vote?
How about self-defecating?
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM.
Hello? Mouth abortions. Wow. Mouth abortion.
Oh, my God. Don't say that, sir. Don't say that. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Right, that's the music in the hard line. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm not sure who I want to vote for, but I do know every time I hear Fernando's voice, it makes me want to self-defecate.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, Misers. It's Mac Brown.
Oh, hey, Matt. Coach. How's it going? There.
It's going great. Calling to give you some overly generic commentary, as I do from week to week, and offer you an analysis of your show thus far.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Oh, thanks, Coach.
I'd also like to vote responsibly for Eruption as Eddie Van Halen's greatest solo ever. Stay hard.
God.
Okay.
It was funny, but a waste of time.
In vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
According to Dr. Frizz, it would be Corby.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hello? Give me the gay music. Give me the gay music. Hmm.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys, just stuck in traffic here. I'm at I-35 in Riverside, MFers.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. David Mino's selection for NFL Flea Market.
That's the greatest song ever.
Oh, my God.
God. I just turned gay just now.
We all have.
It works.
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, my God.
God.
That is the greatest song
fun
ever.
Fun now.
Did you dump that?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Has Mino ever won an e-break before?
That is the third win for the strapping young board operator.
Son of a gun. Oh, yeah. He's played some untimely drops before.